Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. YouTube began rolling out a new design and features. Pinch to Zoom on videos, which had been testing with premium subscribers since August, will expand to all users. The app will also get more precise syncing, showing a frame-by-frame view when scrubbing through a video. The web version and app also gets a new ambient mode when viewing in dark mode, which will use dynamic color sampling to change the app's background color based on what you're viewing. As for UI changes, links in video descriptions will now appear as buttons rather than hyperlinked text. The iconic subscribe button is now rounded and in high contrast color rather than the always red, and other buttons have been changed to minimize distractions. On Monday, the European Union gave its final approval to require companies to switch to USB-C on a variety of devices. This will make a USB-C port mandatory for devices, including iPhones and AirPods, by the end of 2024. 20 days after being published in the Official Journal of the European Union, the rules will apply exactly 24 months later. As mentioned on previous coverage, all products that go on sale before that date will be exempt and can continue to be sold after that point. Meta is threatening to keep Canadians from sharing news content in response to Canada's proposed Bill C-18 legislation introduced earlier this year. The Online News Act wants platforms like Meta's Facebook to enter into revenue-sharing partnerships with local news organizations, not unlike Australia's News Media Bargaining Code, which passed in early 2021. Meta said last Friday it wanted to be transparent about the possibility that we may be forced to consider whether we continue to allow the sharing of news content in Canada. New Zealand's Employment Court ruled Uber drivers were employees, not independent contractors, specifically in a case involving four drivers. Chief Justice Christina Inglis wrote the court does not have jurisdiction to make broader declarations of employment status, which means all Uber drivers do not instantly become employees as a result of the ruling. An Uber spokesperson said the company was disappointed and will appeal. Stock image site Shutterstock will integrate OpenAI's image-generating DALL-E 2 in the coming months, allowing Shutterstock customers to generate images based on prompts. The company writes, Shutterstock has also created the framework to provide additional compensation for artists whose works have contributed to develop the AI models, and that the framework is ethical and equitable. This new agreement continues the partnership between Shutterstock and OpenAI, which began in 2021. After price increases from YouTube, Disney Plus, and Hulu, Apple will raise the price of Apple Music by $1 to $10.99 a month, and Apple TV Plus by $2 to $6.99 a month. Apple also raised the price of Apple One, which bundles music and TV Plus with other services, by $2 to $16.95 a month. Price increases are also coming to annual and family plans. Apple said music licensing costs have risen, and it raised the price of Apple TV Plus because of the increased selection. PayPal is now rolling out passkeys for users in the U.S., letting users log into their PayPal accounts without having to type in credentials. The new option will come to users with iPhones, iPads, and Macs first, but will expand to additional platforms that add support. Google released initial passkey support for Android and Chrome earlier this month and says it will launch the stable version with an API for native Android apps before the end of the year. PayPal will open up passkey support to other countries starting in early 2023. Amazon is rolling out the option to use a Venmo balance, linked bank account, or a debit card for payments, as promised in 2021, and Venmo can also be made the default mode of payment. Venmo purchase protection will still apply. The rollout began on Tuesday and is expected to be available to all Americans by Black Friday. On Monday, the White House denied reports the American government is considering security reviews of business ventures by Elon Musk. When the White House press secretary was asked about a Bloomberg report last week referencing a possible review, they said those reportings are not true. According to a Google support page, the final version of Chrome that will be compatible with Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 will be released next year, with Chrome 110 tentatively scheduled for February 7, 2023. Windows 7 was released in 2009, and Microsoft officially ended support for it in 2020, but it is estimated at least 100 million PCs are still running the OS. Fitbit on Android now talks to Google's Health Connect as of version 3.69. Health Connect launched earlier this year as a way to make health and fitness data more accessible between apps, all on-device and encrypted. Other options supported by Health Connect are Google Fit, Samsung Health, Withings, HealthyMate, and more. And dating app Bumble will open source its AI tool used to detect unsolicited nude images. The tool, called Private Detector, launched in 2019. It blurs nudes sent through the app, giving users the option to view the image or not, and at the time of release, Bumble claimed it had 98% accuracy. A refined version of the AI is now available on GitHub for commercial use, distribution, and modification. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.